Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, January 21st, 2025. There will be public hearings this afternoon and for the next few days at least on LD 209, an act to make supplemental appropriations and allocations from the general fund and other funds for the expenditures of state government and to change certain provisions of the law necessary to the proper operations of the state government for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2025. That's taking place with the Committee on Appropriations and Financial Affairs at the State House in Augusta. The public hearings are scheduled today, tomorrow, and Thursday. And today they're scheduled to start at 1 p.m. and run through the afternoon. They're also on the schedule for all day Wednesday, starting at 10 a.m. So you can find all the information if you're interested in listening in on how your tax dollars are being spent and listen to the hearings themselves at legislature.maine.gov. And if you'd like to weigh in, there are also instructions there on how you can do that. If you'd like to either send written testimony or comments, or if you would like to contact your legislator or the committee itself, all the instructions are at legislature.maine.gov. This is LD 209. Looking at a couple of things that are happening tomorrow, Downey's Trout Unlimited will be having a presentation Wednesday evening from 5:30 to 7 p.m., conserving the Union River watershed with the Frenchman Bay Conservancy. It'll be a discussion of conservation in the Union River watershed, and it's a hybrid meeting that will be taking place at the Moore Community Center in Ellsworth and also via Zoom. You can get more information at downeasttrutunlimited.org or on their Downeast Trout Unlimited Facebook page. And you can also find an email address and the Zoom link on the WERU community calendar at weru.org. And then also happening tomorrow evening, Northeast Harbor Library will be hosting an advanced screening of the new PBS documentary Free for All, The Public Library. The film tells the story of how public libraries shaped the country and continue to be a sanctuary for Americans everywhere. A discussion with library director and MLA president Amy Weishart will follow. That's happening on Wednesday from 5:30 to 7 at the Northeast Harbor Library. For more information, nehlibrary.org/events. And let's take a look at what was in the news in Maine 100 years ago today, back when there were lots of newspapers, even in the city's PM editions in Portland and for some time in Lewiston. January 21st, 1925 was a Wednesday. The previous day, the temperatures had become as cold as 50 degrees below zero in some parts of the state. The Kennebec Journal reported, quote, "Reports continued to pour in today of record low temperatures yesterday in the northern part of the state, 50 degrees below not being uncommon." In a separate article in the Kennebec Journal, they said, quote, "It is believed that nothing but a sudden thaw and heavy sea can prevent the port of Belfast from being blocked by ice, for the conditions this morning were more serious than at any time this season. Steamer Goldenrod of the Bay Service made a brave attempt to make her regular trip from West Brooksville to Belfast Monday, cutting her way on her return trip through 4-inch ice and breaking her rudder in the process. She was 5 hours late reaching Castine Monday night, making her dock at 8 o'clock after drifting for hours." The Portland Press-Herald reported, "Islesboro asks Hale for icebreaker to clear Penobscot Bay." This is from the Washington Bureau of the Portland Press-Herald. "Senator Hale today received a telegram from Frank W. Hatch at Islesboro, Maine on the Penobscot Bay, saying that ice conditions are very bad at that point and asking Senator Hale to have a government icebreaker sent as soon as possible." And later in the day, on January 21st, 1925, the Portland Evening Express reported that 400 to 500 people had been hired to help move the snow in Portland, including a crew of 125 shovelers who were organized by the city. Quote, "Many are getting a chance to earn $3.50 a day, the first money they've had a chance to get in their possession for weeks. The small amount each will receive, $10.50 for 3 days, will be most welcome in all cases," end quote. That's how things were in Maine 100 years ago today, at least as far as the weather goes. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Stay warm. I'll see you tomorrow.